When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I hate to be doomsday Grant. I think at this point it's looking like more than just a snag. I mean, the government funding bill that the RFK bill was attached to, which appeared at the time to be the biggest hurdle the team and the city had to overcome to get this land in DC's control, clearing them for the way to make the stadium deal, has completely fallen apart. Meaning the deal itself is dead on Capitol Hill. And now, and we can, I don't know if you want to go into the politics of it, but the bottom line is it's dead.
That's Eric Flack, who was on our show about an hour and a half ago. He has subsequently reported via his sources that there is a bill being voted on tonight and that the RFK portion of that bill will not be involved anymore. Meaning we've been calling it a barnacle on a ship. Well, they scraped that barnacle off the ship.
Yeah.
They scraped a bunch of things off the ship, but one of the things was the land going back to D.C. So if it goes through, it's dead. It's over. The land is still federal land, and there's no stadium being built, at least until next year when they try this whole process again. Want to open up the phones, 800-636-1067 for you guys. We got listeners in D.C. We got people in Maryland. We got people in Virginia. Everybody's welcome to the table here to converse about this. But I am curious when you would potentially say, yeah, I want it in D.C., but this is all too much, and it's taking too long, and I can't just keep having them play in Landover in that crappy stadium, which is the worst one in the NFL. So I actually am ready to build in Maryland, and let's get started. Because I'm there.
Yep.
I was there, I would say, officially, like I was willing to hear all this out because it was already happening. But about 3 months ago, I came to the realization, Maryland's easier. I think they can build an awesome thing. They'll be able to do a town center and all the stuff they never did with the old FedEx 1.0. I could get behind that. It's not perfect. It's not really what I want, but it's way easier, and it'll happen 2 or 3 years sooner probably. And because of that, it's worth it to me. But I think most people didn't necessarily agree with that. So, Danny, I ask you, How much longer are you willing to wait for D.C. as opposed to just move forward in Maryland?
So it's not Maryland in general. I always harp on this point. It's the only site that seems to be available is the current one. If something else happened in Maryland, I'm not opposed to Maryland. I always want to offer that distinction. I think there's wonderful places in Maryland. That's not one of them. They cannot build there. They can't. So whatever that means, I'm willing to deal with it. I know I'm in the minority on that one, like to the point where I'm basically saying, I guess in perpetuity, maybe I'm cold and dead and they still haven't built a new place somewhere else. But I don't know if that means Virginia's involved, whatever.
So you're forever, basically, yes, waiting for D.C. over FedEx 2.0.
Anything other than FedEx 2.0 is my point. So if D.C. loses their privilege and maybe somewhere else in America, I have no idea. To me, they can't do it there. They just can't.
And can you just, we've talked about this. I know the answer, but a lot of people listening
don't.
Sure,
I'll summarize.
Why are you so adamant against a FedEx 2.0, which would be a state-of-the-art, amazing stadium with a town center around it. All of that would be awesome in a location that you don't like.
Yeah, it is a failed location. So when they've tried to build stuff around there before, they go out of business. People don't go there. In order for this new venue, whatever it is, to be successful, it's got to be someplace that someone goes, hey, do you want to go over by the stadium, even when there's no game day, 350-some days out of the year, to grab lunch, to go to this amusement thing, or go to this, to this fountain or this park or whatever. No one's going to leave their area and drive over there. Right? Nowhere near the critical mass. That's why I say it is a spot that you simply can't build the effective thing that you want to build. Now, this isn't one of those, like, I'm crying poverty for the team owners that they won't make as much money. I don't really care about that. I'm just talking about for the purposes of the stadium. What's going to happen is if they build it over there, all these nice things will be shiny and new, and they'll eventually turn over a million times and go out of business because people don't go there. People don't want to go there. Because it's out of the way. It's not a good location. There are plenty of good locations in Maryland. That's not one of them. And to me, it's nothing but losing. It's nothing but defeat. It's nothing but all the wrong decisions boiled into one. And it would be an admission of failure that you couldn't secure something else. Not this ownership's fault, by the way. They were handed a terrible hand by whatever the hell Bruce Allen was doing for a decade plus, not getting off his duff and getting this thing done, and stupid Dan Snyder and everybody else that ruined it for me. So it's not Harris Ownership Group's fault. But admitting defeat, which is what that would do, to me, it's just something that they just can't consider that option. It's why they haven't already gone and done it already, in my opinion.
So I've been in this camp for a little while, and we're pretty much on opposite sides.
On this one, yeah.
Danny will not be joining the camp, it sounds like. 800-636-1067.
And I'm in the minority on that, I think, by the way.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you might be, but I mean, I know I'm in a probably a smaller minority.
You think
maybe
so?
Not.
Not now. Not this latest rug pull.
That's true. That's fair. Darius, you are a Maryland guy. You live not far from the current stadium, so maybe that could be a factor here. But what say you?
It is a factor. I'm just at the point where I want a new stadium for the team that I root for the team that I go see 2 to 3 games a year from. I want the new stadium experience, and I'm at the point where I don't care where it is.
Were you Team DC originally?
Of course. I think the ultimate goal should have always been for the team to be in the city that it plays for, which is Washington, D.C. So I definitely wanted that. But if that's not realistic, which it doesn't seem like it's going to be, there's too many hoops and hurdles to cross, I'm willing to forego that and say, hey, give me my Maryland stadium then.
So you're going forward. You're calling Westmore next week after this thing fails rather than trying again next year to push this through Congress.
It's just no reason to keep playing the game of waiting and seeing if D.C. is going to get over itself.
Because the point that you're 100%, sorry, I mean to cut you off.
Well, there, welcome to my club. Here's a shovel. Let's go start digging.
Well, absolutely.
The most correct point that you've got, I mean, I don't know if anyone's disputing the facts, but the most salient point, I will say, is no matter how long you wait, there is no guarantee that all of these different people that have to get on board, just with ground belonging to the city that it's in, goes to D.C. We haven't even talked about the council. I mean, yesterday we had Charles Allen on, which seems like old news. One of the D.C. council members was like, yeah, I don't know. There's a wide range of opinions. Nothing to say that we'd actually would have a stadium there when it's all said and done once we get control of the land. There's that too.
That's,
you know,
the other point.
There's no guarantee.
Getting the land still doesn't mean it's going to happen, right. Even though I think it would. It would still be a pretty big fight ahead.
Right.
But B, when this thing caves, which it looks like it's going to in the next 24 to 48 hours, just going back to the well to fight in D.C. again next year doesn't mean anything.
Right.
All right, Ryan, the reason for the topic was you came up to me and you said you're Team Maryland essentially at this point.
Yeah, I was Team D.C. up until like 24 hours ago. And once I kind of woke up and smelled the coffee, it's not going to happen in D.C., I don't think it'll ever happen in D.C. I think there's just way too much going on as far as other stuff the federal government needs to do, the local government as well. At this point in time, like, just build it in Maryland, man. If it's in Landover, so be it. If it's in Bethesda, whatever. But at this point, if they build it, they will come.
Well, and you're going to get a town center with it, right? You're going to get a little, you'll be able to eat at your bars and right now, they're one of two stadiums in the NFL without a restaurant or bar within a mile. Them and the Dolphins. That's over. You're going to have the Reston Town Center right next door with your hotels and stuff. and it's going to be silly. It'll be Allegiant Stadium in Landover, Maryland, basically. Let's do this thing.